Señor Crucis, dignitis nostris, libranos Deus nostri, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. My Lord, and my God, and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me. I must say that I feel important now that the meditation is tape. I haven't heard that expression for a long time because tape is a tape, okay? It's the tape recorder. It's long time ago that we haven't used tapes. But, okay, let's look at the Gospels, today's Gospel. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. He said to them, you go into the vineyard too. And when evening came, those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now, when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. What is behind all these texts? I mean, apart from the parable that we know, okay? What is what you sense? It is that these people who have been working, they have done it just for the money. There is nothing else. And now, with our imagination, let's go to the workshop of Saint Joseph. How do you see it? How do you see the place, the tools? The first thing that strikes us is that it is very clean. Like if no one has been working there. But Joseph and Jesus have been working for many hours the day before. Then we see that it's orderly, that all the tools are hanging in the right place or put in the right box. That those tools were of metal, they were of good quality. And that means that may have been a little bit expensive. But Saint Joseph spent more money in these tools because he wanted to give a very good service to everyone. And they are shiny, even if they are old. Even when we look at it in the sharp edge of them, we find that there is a little bit of oil. That Saint Joseph has explained to Jesus to do so. So then the iron doesn't get rust. Little things. But what is it that we sense in all these little things? And is that the person who is working is working with a lot of love. It's not doing just a job for the money, but that the person has put his heart there, in this case, it's St. Joseph of Cayenne. So we need to learn from them. Joseph was there to teach Jesus how to work. And we can learn from them. That is not just to do a job, but to do it out of love for God. Putting our heart in the things that we are doing, whatever it is. Whatever it is. It could be very important or very unimportant. Because we are the ones who transform this. Our Lord Jesus Christ lived for more than 30 years a very ordinary life. And his job was also a very ordinary job, a manual job. I think that it's very important that Jesus didn't take a job of being the prime minister of any country or of any of these things that even for his preaching would have been easy. Because now we know that what really matters is not the job that one does, but how the person does that kind of job. You see that there are people who feel unable to do a job that is, we could call it, small. That some people, well, they just show off about what they do and thinking that that makes them more important. You know, there was one of these university students who went to work in the summer in a big store. And the chap in charge of this group of people coming just to work temporarily for a month or 2 months gave him a brush and told him, could sweep the floor, please. And the chap got a little bit in panic and said, but, you know, I am a university student. I say, I'm an intelligent person. And the chap said, sorry, I didn't realize that. Give me the brush, I will tell you how to do it. So, well, some people are so stupid that they think that they are important, okay? Or that the job that they do or they have to do is very important. Jesus and Joseph, they have been sweeping floors the whole day. Not only the whole day, but I mean the whole life. And cutting wood and sometimes feeling the pain of using these tools. And they may have cut themselves a little bit. Yeah, that is what Jesus is telling us. There are no jobs more important than other jobs. People who think in that way, they miss something very important. That is not the job that makes us holy, but that we are the ones who make that job holy. They miss it. Don Álvaro said in a letter in 79, ordinary work is the hinge of our sanctification. Sanctification of ordinary work forms an essential part of our call to sanctify ourselves
in the middle of the world, and to carry out the consecration mundi from within. Consecration mundi, to the transformation of the world from within. But it is not because these external jobs makes us holy, but because we are holy, we transform the job. The essence of this is because Jesus is living inside of us. We have communion, and we receive not just the body and the blood and the soul of Jesus, but also his divinity. With him, the Trinity is living within us. May my home in me, sorry, your home in me, as I make mine in you. He's living there. It is such an amazing thing. And that's the key point. Because the Trinity is living with us, within us, then we have something that transforms everything into something divine. We can use it well or we can use it badly, of course. But we are the ones who are children of God. We are the ones who carry the Trinity. And we are the ones who can transform anything into redemption. God has given us such a power. It is true that we should work well with perfection and all these things, but even more, that we should work out of love for God. And knowing that everything that we do means redemption. That we are not, I talk about sweeping the floor, okay, that we are not sweeping the floor, that we are carrying out the redemption, bringing people into heaven. I learned it from a young supernumerary. At that time, I was a young priest in a school where little children were admitted, I mean, little children about 1 year and a bit, okay? Provided that they were able to walk, they were admitted in the at the school. And I look at them and they were coming in with a little rucksack. I was thinking, why do they need a rucksack, these people? I mean, they don't know even to hold a pencil. They hold a pencil like a knife almost, okay? And one day that I didn't have much to do, I went to visit them. And there was a young supernumerary with 10 or 12 of these little children around her. These little children were hanging on the legs of the tables, okay? Just holding it and getting a little bit tense with the thing, and when other ones were crawling, you know, this situation in which they are able to walk, but at the same time, when I arrived, some of them just hold my cassock and yes, walk with me, okay, with the cassock. And she was, yes, washing the bottom of one of the child, okay. And then I understood why they were carrying the little rucksack. They were carrying their own their own nappies, okay. The homework in that rucksack. And I thought, this young lady may spend the whole day, yes, changing nappies, okay, because one after the other, I mean. And I was so, I don't know, not thinking much, and I asked her, what are you doing? And she could look at me and say, are you stupid? Don't you see it? But instead of that, she said, I'm carrying out the redemption. And she was serious. I mean, blew my mind, really. Because it was true. She was carrying out the redemption by doing that job that probably not many people would like to do. That is what we need to see. That it is not what we do for God. It is what He does with the little things that we give to Him. And He is almighty. And it doesn't matter if we do a kind of job in which we are like Superman or Superwoman, or if we do something very small. What really matters is that we are in a state of grace. What really matters is that we do it out of love for God. That is what really transforms everything. And that is what we need to look at. If we are working out of love for God, if we remember, and it's good that we remember from time to time, not from time to time, from month to a month, okay, but every day, several times, and that we are carrying out the redemption. That we remind ourselves that we are not just changing buttons or whatever it is, but that we are doing the most important thing that anyone can do here on earth. The redemption. That we are saving lives for an eternity. Even if we don't see it, it doesn't matter. But that we are saving lives. It's also true that they are like human conditions. That we need to look in that job that we do to be able to sanctify it. And they are important. Like Don Álvaro also expressing in another letter in 78. He says, what are the human conditions of possibility for sanctifying our work? They include sufficient quantity. That we need to work and to work well, okay? In terms of both duration and intensity. Also the quality. That the job is completed, finished. And if it's possible, really well done. On the top of the line. So we can look at these kind of things. And we can also look at us, the way in which we work, and maybe sometimes because we think that we are in a hurry or we are tired, we start cutting corners. And that's something that has happened to us, to all of us, I think. Well, maybe is that meditation like an opportunity to change it and to say, no, I'm going to hold my position because I'm carrying out the redemption and I'm going to finish it well. So the principle behind everything is that we are children of God and that God is living within us. There was a young chap who was a lawyer, and he was telling me, well, I'm going to change my job. He used to work in the city, and he thought being a lawyer in the city is like committing sins all the time. But I really want to do a job as a Christian, so I'm going to work, I don't remember, in one of these NGOs, defending life or whatever it was. But he was mistaken. He thought that working that NGO was better than to work in the city. He was unable to see that He was the one who was transforming the job, not the job him. He was thinking that working in that NGO, he would be holier because he's doing a holy job. No. We are the ones who hold God inside of us. And do you remember the parable, well, not the parable, the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fish? It is happening all the time. It is happening in our life. Every time that we do something, maybe very small, and we give it to God, then God performs a miracle. We may say yes, an aspiration. We may finish something that we are doing. We give it to Him and He performs a big miracle. He doesn't need many loaves of bread, okay? Or many fish, I don't know how many they got. No, what He needs is that we give it to Him. That we do it for Him. And as I said, we may just say an aspiration and a person goes to heaven. There is no proportion between an aspiration and someone going to heaven. But you know, God is almighty. He can do that. And He is very willingly to do so. So feel that you're very, very important. Because united to our Lord, we can transform the world. You see then how important it is, our holiness. How important it is to put God first. Our father used to insist so many times, the norms come first. The norms come first. And it is because if we don't do that, little by little, in the end, we forget why we are doing, the reason why we are working and working very hard. And we may be just rushing and doing lots of things, but in the end, we are doing it almost like the people of the parable for money, or for, because we have to do it, I don't know. God is always first. If we don't try to be united to our Lord, and we, one of the means to be united to our Lord is through the norms, through praying, we don't have contemplation. And in the end, we work really hard, but God is not there. And if God is not there, we can do so little. One of these things that people say of our Father, and He Himself has said it, that He could start just looking at papers, things of the government of Opus Dei, and to start praying, get into prayer. In one of these visits that he used to do to the architect's studio, because he really liked it, he asked them, what do you want to tell me? And the architects didn't have much to tell him about the plans and all these things. And so they said, well, Father, we don't have much to tell you. There is nothing new. And they carry on working, and because our Father asked them to carry on working, of course. And after a few minutes, he said, well, if you don't have anything to tell me, I'm going to go back to my office, and in a few minutes I will be in heaven. That is the aim of everything that we do. The aim of the norms, the aim of our work, is not just to work, is to see God through the things that we are doing and to carry out the redemption through the things that we are doing. That's our aim, to be contemplatives in the middle of the normal activities of everyday life. This is our Father. I often said to the university students and workers who were with me in the 30s that they have to know how to materialize their spiritual life. I wanted to keep them from the temptation, so common then and now, of living a kind of double life. On one side, an interior life, a life of relation with God, and on the other, a separate and distinct professional, social and family life, full of the small earthly realities. Well, contemplation is like the sum up of everything that we are doing for God. To be contemplatives in the middle of everything that we are doing. St. Paul also says, so whatever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. How do we work? We are talking to Jesus. And we can tell him, Jesus, I forget you so often. I can work and work well, or work as a donkey, as our father used to say, but I may lose the sense of my work, the things that I am doing. I forget that I'm doing it for God. A young numeri. Young numeraria, okay, and ascrita, or whatever is called now, that went to live to Asenta in this country. She was from Spain and she was very young, right? So what I'm going to say we need to understand in that context. And she was living in Asenta and she was studying university, first year in university. And one day she came to complain to me and saying, I don't understand. Opus Dei is the sanctification of work and I cannot sanctify my work because I don't have time to study. I need to empty the dishwasher all the time, okay? And that's the jobs that I'm doing instead of studying. I cannot sanctify my work. And I thought, poor lady, she has not got it. Everything. When we say sanctification of work, is sanctification of any activity that we do. Whatever it is, it's not a study, so. Or someone working in a factory, in a firm. No, it's everything that we do. Understand this well. There is something holy, something divine, hidden in the most ordinary situations. And it is up to each one of you to discover it. It is something divine because we put it. Because there is the possibility of transforming it into something divine. We discover the invisible God in the most visible and material things. And then our Father finished by saying, there is no other way, either we find our Lord in ordinary, everyday life, or else we shall never find him. Either we learn to be contemplatives in the things, through the things that we are doing, or we'll never learn to be contemplatives. And that is what Saint Joseph was doing. Jesus was learning from him. Could you imagine Saint Joseph telling him, and now if you do these things really well and you put your heart in doing these things and you say some little prayer, maybe a sentence from the Psalms to Yahweh, okay? You will be praying at the same time that you are working. And maybe Jesus was looking at him saying, yeah, I know. What are you going to tell me? I know that. But he was so carried away by it, so happy about his job, and so happy that it was a prayer, continuous prayer. That's the way in which we need to learn. The way in which Saint Joseph was working and Our Lady was working all the time. Praying. Transforming into everything into an opportunity to be with God. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede.